Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Green Comments for today, Monday, February 6th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down a quarter cent at 677 and a quarter, March wheat up a nickel, 761 and three quarters, and March beans down 3¾ cents at 1528 and a quarter. We did have some sales here this morning, 200,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, and 112,000 metric tons of corn to Japan. So a little bit of business there. The Brazilians report that the harvest is moving along. It's now 9% complete versus 16 on average, but that's up from 5% a week ago. So they are making some progress there, and the more beans that become available to the Chinese, the more they're gonna buy. There was a report out today that the Russian foreign minister says that the Russians aren't going to interfere with the grain markets. You know, I just take it for a grain of salt, and actually, you know, I read it as the Russians are going to be playing with the grain markets. They make too much money not doing it, so why would they stop? A couple of spotty rains in Argentina. It's certainly much cooler than it's been, 70s to 80s for much of the country. It's going to be a little bit dry this week, but there's going to be some rains out there, so we don't see a major issue. Obviously, the U.S. shooting down that Chinese balloon isn't sitting well with the Chinese. Though, what did they expect? That we weren't going to do anything, that we were going to let this thing go by without taking it down? So the Chinese are, you know, opening their mouths about, you know, this is a transgression, da-da-da-da, but nothing that, you know, certainly wasn't expected by anybody. What's it going to do to U.S.-Chinese relations? It certainly isn't going to help. You know, China is going to try to get beans and corn from Brazil as soon as it's available. They'll take what they can. And if we get any business, it'll be, frankly, a little bit surprising out here. So, you know, for the day, you know, I kind of look at this thing as being kind of a battle between the Chinese being upset and the Argentinians being a little dry. But I think, you know, we've got the dollar up 56. That ought to put a little bit of pressure on the grains here. So overall, you know, we're going to try to wait for the WASDE report. That'll be out on Wednesday. So we'll see what that has to say. But most people think that the number is going to be pretty bearish from Brazil. I would agree with that. And I just don't, you know, see these markets holding rallies out here. As a matter of fact, I think the rallies need to be sold when they're available to us. The corn's holding up okay, but, you know, the wheat continues to outperform corn. I don't know if it's going to last much longer than today. We've had a pretty nice rally in the wheat over the corn. And, you know, maybe a little turnaround Tuesday tomorrow. But overall, I still think wheat's got a chance to gain on corn out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.